Let's recite the praises to the 21 Taras. Supreme Sublime Abode of the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorneth Amitabha, Action Mother of the Buddhists of the Three Times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara, swift heroic, God's like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Zeros, turbone lotus. Homage, he whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white blaze resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, strength without limit. Relight on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Aniba Mamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, kaitavas, yakshas. Homage, with searcher and pesan, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with ritual mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions hills adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirth laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with the home sign, scything from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on earth most was shining. Amitabha in her hair not, sending out my sight eternal. Homage, she with sweet ablaze like beyond ending fire blinding. Rush of left and joy surround you, truths of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who filled his peace nirvana. She endowed with soul and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing those bodies asunder. Freezes whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable whom chanting shakes the three wolves, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of devil-like form, with her spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels the drinks and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with her Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power about the set of three natures, just her source of spirit yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. So if you flip to page 190, let's read the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth, and all your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. And now turn to page 110. 110, and let's read these. Accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down my grain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas to the practice of the five forces, quintessence of the entire Dhamma. And thus to meditate only on mental happiness. What about the next one? Okay. And thus, venerable, compassionate Gurus, I seek your blessings that all karmic debts, obstacles, and sufferings of mother beings may without exception ripen upon me right now, and that I may give my happiness and virtue to others and thereby invest all beings in bliss. So I need to remember to do this one. Okay. Okay, so when Geshe-la comes, arrives, we'll do the Guru Yoga, the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, which starts on page 7 in the booklet. And we'll go all the way through. And then, after we're done with that, we'll do the 7 limb prayer on page 27 in the gold book. And then, after that, we'll go to the mandala, short mandala prayer on page 97. I made a mistake. I said the wrong one last time. So we're going to do those. So the 7 limb prayer. Yeah, okay. And then this one. Okay. All right. And in the text, and in the text, I believe we are on page 299. The origin of suffering, and he was going through the definitions of the 10 afflictions, and I believe he did the first 3, attachment, anger, and pride. And so today, my sense is that he'll start with ignorance. So I believe that's where we are in the text. 299, the chapter on the origin of suffering. So if you please turn to page 7 in the booklet, the Guru Yoga booklet that's on the table over there. And we'll start with the invocation. Page 7. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas Joyful Realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the 3 vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the 5 degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure Gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dhammakaya, make rainfalls the profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings or the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now turn to page 13 in the booklet. Let's see. Oh, no, wait a minute. And then you see the five line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa. So let's recite 20 of those in our to ourselves, and then we'll recite the 21st one out loud. Dedication. In all my life, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside from even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now turn to page, go to the golden book, gold book, prayer book, and turn to page 27, where it says seven limb prayer. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds with every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. Now go to page 97. Let's see the bottom. You see the short mandal offering. Saji perki chu
Yeah.
Vajrayami.
Sanjana
Kishanam Lajan Chubadu Dani Shapsuchi Dagi Chenye Dispersanam Gido Lopenje Sanje Dupasho
Sanje
Chedanso Kishonam La Chanchu Badu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chenye Dispersanam Gido Lopenje Sanje Dupasho.
Good evening. So any spiritual activities, you know, there are two things that are very important. In the beginning, the motivations or intentions are very important. So therefore, we recite, you know, this refuge and bodhicitta prayer, refuge and bodhicitta prayer. While we are reciting refuge and bodhicitta prayer, we are supposed to set up our intentions to listening Lamrim teaching, okay? And also, if you are teaching Lamrim class, so then also you need to set up the motivation and to set up, you know, several motivations to teaching Lamrim class. Taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha till I reach enlightenment. So there's the first two lines, taking refuge. So then after that, what we, after taking refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha, so then after that, you know, we are like making, deliberately making commitments to create merit, you know, just to benefit Mother Sentient Beings, that's all. Just to benefit Maya, just to benefit all the sentient beings. So there should be the intention or motivations to listening Dharma, or maybe explaining Dharma, or maybe doing, you know, doing meditation, or maybe reciting prayer, or reciting mantra, going around the stupa. So all, you know, the motivations, there should be the motivation. So best motivation. So there's no, it's not just traditions, so including myself, all my friends here, including myself, that we must understand, you know, it's more than traditions, you know, you recite, you know, the merit creating by explaining or teaching Lamrim, or merit created by listening. Lamrim, just to benefit sentient beings, you know, dedicate the merit sentient beings. So that's very, very important. Otherwise, you know, so then it just become mere words, and it just, that's what you do, that's how, that's, you know, that's exactly, you know, according to tradition, that's what you're supposed to do. The beginning of the class, you recite refuge bodhicitta prayer. If we don't understand the meaning behind that, so then it's just become mere word. So everybody, including myself, so we must set up our intentions, you know, to listening Lamrim teachings. So that's very important. The goal is to benefit sentient beings. That include yourself too. That include yourself to benefit us, to benefit sentient beings. That's the motivations. So that's the beginning of any spiritual activities. And the end, then you dedicate. Now, whatever merit that you created by listening Dharma, reading Lamrim, saying prayer, saying mantra, you know, saying some nice word, going around the stupa, whatever practice that you do at home, so then you dedicate, because you did create merit, and you dedicate that merit for your own enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. All sentient beings need help. You need help, other sentient beings need help, everybody needs help. So then you invest that merit to welfare of their, you know, for their well-being. For their well-being. So there's tong da ni la chawa ni, tong da ni la chawa ni, tong to, to means, you know, beginning, ta means, you know, the end. Chawa ni is two activities. What are those two activities? Motivation and dedication. So important. Then, what Lama Tsongkhapa said, one of his, you know, brief Lamrim teachings, what Lama Tsongkhapa said in one of his brief Lamrim teachings called Nyamgur, Lamrim Nyamgur, like the experience of Lamrim. Turn into kind of like song, Lamrim Nyamgur. That's the name of the text. Pavete de Hinori Las, or Pavete, Tajijita Tensa means it refers, Pavete refers to the body, the life that we have. Pavete, there are so many opportunities, just simply having this human form, human life, there are so many opportunities. So you can gain so much, you know, moksha, liberation, enlightenment, all of that, you know, you could achieve all of that. Having this human body, without this human body, there's very little opportunity to achieve anything like that. Pavete, that's what they call pavete, the ishino, the love. So this, you know, human life is like far more precious than like millions of, you know, wish fulfilling jewel. That's like far more precious than American dollar. Wish fulfilling jewels is far more valuable than American dollar. No, so American dollar compared to wish fulfilling jewel is not, the value is nothing, even though it's like the most valuable currency in the world, but compared to a wish-fulfilling jewel, is nothing. So you have idea, I have idea, you know, having an American dollar in your pocket. So if you think something, it won't just happen like that. No. If you have one wish-fulfilling jewel, Ishinobu, so you just imagine something, it just happens. Oh? That's why it's called wish-fulfilling jewel. So this human life, that's like far more precious than like house that the house filled with the wish fulfilling jewel. This is far more precious than that. So wish fulfilling jewel, if you have one, so that wish fulfilling jewel does not, you know, help you to obtain enlightenment. Or doesn't give, you know, it gives any other things, but doesn't give you, you know, enlightenment, bodhicitta, or wisdom, realizing emptiness, an entire Lamrim path, it doesn't give you that. So that's why, you know, this life, you know, you could achieve all of that. So this is far more precious than how that universe that's filled with the wish-fulfilling jewel. This life is far more precious than that. So, if you think really as a... if you think of the cause of this, you know, human life, so then if you think precisely, it's not that easy to find. It's like hitting a lottery, you know, once a million chance. A lot of people buy lottery. How many people wins? See? This is once a million chance that somehow have some idea, but not clear clue how I received this precious human life. Tendanya ba, tani something, you know. Luckily that you got one. So difficult to find. So this is something that people, everybody should think on a daily basis. So difficult to find. Nyeka, jikla, so easy to lose. There's thousand different ways, where people die. It's not just one way people die. There's thousand different ways people die. This is fragile.
Mm-hmm.
Fragile. It's not something that you think, oh, it's going to be there forever. Fragile. Very difficult, believe or not, very difficult to find. Who said that? Lama Tsongkhapa said, how many years ago? Almost now, 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa said that in Lamrim teaching. So difficult to find. Nyeka, jikla, easy to lose. No, doesn't, there's thousand different ways people die. Nyeka, jikla, it's like the lightning in the sky. It was there, it's gone. It was there. The minute you see it, it's there, it's not there, it's gone. It's like that. There's precious human life. Life is like that. So that is like trying to lead you to the deeper understanding of impermanence, you know. It's right here, it's gone. Now it's right here, it's gone. Huh? Like that. With that understanding, so difficult to find, so precious, far more precious than the world that is filled with the wish-fulfilling jewel, no? Wish-fulfilling jewel. The jewel's name of wish-fulfilling jewel. If you have one, you can just wish anything, it just appears, no? It's not precious to just compare to one. It's like that kind of jewel filled with the universe. But this life is far more precious than that. So that's something that we all need to think on a daily basis. With that understanding, so difficult, so precious, so difficult to find, so easy to lose. And with that understanding, then look around, you know, everything that you see, you know, is constantly changing, constantly changing. So you may not see here, but you know, you see a lot of rice in the supermarket, but you don't see how the rice came to the supermarket. So when you go to India and Nepal, remote part of that part of the world, then you see how the rice has been made available, then you see whole process, how the rice has been produced. In the very end, see, even just food, the piece of rice, you know, there are so many sentient beings involved. That's how the piece of rice exists. It's depending on so many beings, you know, so many beings put so much effort, so much energy, physical stress, mental stress, all kinds of things, you know. Because of that, this piece of rice exists. It doesn't exist. It's not produced by a wish-fulfilling Jew. It's produced by, you know, sentient beings. So when you look around, like a country like Thailand, you know, Southeast Asia, how they grow rice. So in the very end, so they try to separate the right and the shell. There's a lot of them, they have no machines. They heavily rely on natural force. So they depend on the wind. So then they kind of like put in a big thing they made out of like bamboo, so put it there. So then they, you know, throw them on the ground, the wind. So then the wind is kind of separate the shell and the rice. But you know, when the wind blows the shell, you have no idea where this piece of shell is going to blow. You have no idea, you know. To blow all directions like that. Eventually everything, you know, like change, you know, it's like the blowing by karma, force of karma, and it goes different directions. So with that understanding, the Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know, so that's how I practice them day and night, not just, you know, so even though we can't think day and night, but at least we should think, you know, at least once a day, to the best, you know, so the think day and night. So Lama Tsongkhapa said, that's how I practice Lam Rim, that's how Lama Tsongkhapa practice day and night. After that, having that deeper understanding of this life is so precious, so difficult to find, so easy to lose, like lightning in the sky. And with that deeper understanding of, you know, the reality, so then looking around, then everything is going to be like that, you know. So then with that understanding, so then Lama Tsongkhapa said, I practice Lam Rim day and night. Then Lama Tsongkhapa said, if you are seeking liberations, the nine jorum is, you know, it's like referred to yogi, you know, the practitioners. So that's how I practice. If you are seeking liberations, that's how you should practice too. If you are just seeking samsaric pleasure, then Lam Rim is not needed. What do you think? So you don't need to practice. Why you need to practice Lam Rim? To seek samsaric pleasures. You practice Lam Rim if you are seeking liberations. Liberation. So, liberation can be like, so liberation from what? It's not the liberation from the land, no? So land, you can, you don't need to practice seeking liberation from the land, you can just fly. If you are seeking liberation from land, liberation from the American land, you just go to Nepal. That's the easy, no, that's not that difficult. So, seeking liberation from what? Seeking liberation from disturbing thought. So, if you are seeking freedom from disturbing thought, then Lama Tsongkhapa said, Lam Rim is the right thing to practice. Oh. Okay? You are seeking liberation. Lama Tsongkhapa requesting you do the same if you are seeking liberation. There could be like momentary liberations, ultimate liberations, momentary liberation, like seeking freedom from disturbing thought. If you are seeking temporary liberation from disturbing thought, or seeking ultimate liberation from like disturbing thought, so then you should practice Lam Rim, then you will get great benefit. And in order to do that, first you have to understand the life that you have is far more precious than the land filled with the wish-fulfilling jewels, far more precious, so difficult to find, so meaningful, or easy to lose. So then, put that into some simple language. Treating every day is the last day. Does not mean it's going to be last day, no? If you don't think, oh, this is not last day, this is not going to be last day, why will it be here forever? That doesn't mean you are going to be there forever. So then thinking, like, that's like great benefit, you know, that treating every day is the last day, and get a lot of benefit. So that's if you summarize in a simple language, whatever I said, if you summarize it in a simple language, thinking, oh, this could be the last day. So last day. Or enjoy or be miserable. Up to you. Or cherish or just destroy it. It's up to you. Whatever comes with the broader understanding, whatever comes. No man, no able to say you are daily practice because somebody's here, somebody here, and then how to be flexible, so could be the last day, just according to Lamrim, how to enjoy our life, you know, to have less disturbing thought. That's how you enjoy. Think twice before you say. Think twice before you act, or think twice. Otherwise, so now here, the one thing I want to share that from the 7-point mind training text I've been teaching at the Sunday class, in that text, in the middle or maybe in end of that text, it says kawa sum. There are three difficult points. Kawa means difficult. Difficult? Three difficult points. Nimo. It's very difficult when the disturbing thought arises. It's very difficult to stop. That's first difficult. There's three easy things. There's not three easy things. This is called three difficult things. It's not three easy things. So we should not think, oh, it's easy to stop negative disturbing thought. It's not easy. First one, when the negative thought arises, it's so difficult to stop. Second, so difficult to apply antidote. They didn't say it's easy to apply antidote. They didn't know that's not what to say. And so difficult to stop the continuations, you know. So difficult to apply antidote. Second one, so difficult to apply. Third one, so difficult to try to cease the continuation of that. See, keeping that in mind, it helps. It's not that easy, you know. It's not that easy. So therefore, the practice at home, meditation at home, is like kind of recharging yourself, preparing yourself to the challenge that you may face, you know, or maybe somebody says something harsh. It's not that easy because it's not that easy. It requires so many understanding, you know, why I should develop compassion instead of getting angry. Need to look different, find different ways to tackle that difficult situations, not just react right there. No, it requires so many understanding. Otherwise, not going to be easy. Oh, that's why it means too difficult. So now here, the Lamrim sections, where we are reading. So we are reading in order to challenge those disturbing thoughts. First, we have to understand what are those disturbing thoughts are. What those disturbing thoughts are, first we have to understand. Otherwise, you know, like how they're shooting an arrow without target. They're meeting their target, but so there's like that. First, we have to understand. First, we need to find the target. Then you can shop around. Then you can go shopping. If you don't know where the target is, you are not. you may end up in the Sam's Club, you may think that's target. That's not actually not target, it's Sam's Club. So first we have to understand target. First we have to understand the target. So good thing is you already know target. The technical term is called nyumong. It's like diluted mind, delusion, kalesha, whatever you call. But rangtabji rajindiji khansa sinji mashishin maduwachi vilejishin is. The characteristic of that disturbing thought minute it arrives, the minute it arrives, automatically, it's not like it waits something. It just minute it arrives itself makes you it's kind of like stores your mind stream, you know. It's like before it's like calm, it's kind of separate. There's a sand below, there's a water, it's very clear. Minute it arrives, separation is completely gone, it's all mixed up. So before it's very clear, you know, there's water there, but below there's sand, and you can see very clearly separation between water and the dirt underneath that. So minute the disturbing thought arrives, Rantavji Rajindiji Khaza Sinju, your whole mind or mind stream is become unsettled. Opposite of calm, opposite of peace. No? It makes your mind, it's like all this disturb your mind. So that's the characteristic of the delusion. So, characteristic of the delusion. Rangdokji, it's not like wait, the disturbing thought arise, then it raises some other conditions to make your mind unsettled. It's not like that. It by itself, it makes your mind, you know. So that's the characteristic of that, you know, delusions, you know, the nimong. See, now when you look at the characteristic, that mind is, that's the real enemy. In order to challenge that mind, first we have to understand what are those minds are. So then it begins with, then without target, you know, so then just shooting or what, like shooting arrow, whatever. In that time there's no gun, so there's the arrow. So whatever what kind of weapon that you're using that without target, so it's going to be waste. So then you don't know, you are trying to apply antidote, but you don't know antidote for what. You don't know. So therefore, in the beginning, it's initial stage, very important to find, to study what are those negative or disturbing thoughts are. Okay? That root disturbing thought, that's root. It's called root disturbing thought. So then there's secondary disturbing thought. I mean, there's many others. First, six root disturbing thoughts. So that's last witness there. Among those, Sivetsawa Tajetus. Sivetsawa. The root of the Sivetsawa, the root of the samsara. No, there's six root of samsara. Sivetsawa Tajetu. Dechas. The first one is decha, attachment, tihi, kondo, anger, naja, pride, marigwa, ignorance, tawa, so then the wrong view, then the doubt. Doubt? Attachment, anger, pride, ignorance, wrong view, doubt. These are the six roots of the samsara, okay? Sake of knowledge. These are the six roots of the samsara. So first one, the attachment. You eat the war and combining the liberation palm of your hand and the lamrim chenpo. That's how, you know, if you... The word in lamrim chenpo is much more difficult than the word in liberation palm of your hand. It's much more clear. You some kind of, you know, attractive object. Could be wealth, body, food, drink, so on and so forth. Food, drink, so on and so forth. You don't want to... I don't think every like single wealth because attractive. So I'm not sure attractive. Attractive object, no? Attractive object. I think everything in the basement, I think it's not attractive object. Everything that we have in the basement, in America, you have so many things in the basement. In my hometown, there's no basement. So that means there's no basement, there's nothing. Nothing in the basement. First of all, there's no basement. There's nothing in this. So here, people have so many possessions, no possessions. When you look at them, some of them doesn't look attractive, but it's your possessions. You just have them there. Not every part of wealth, nor means wealth. You don't want attractive object. Could be wealth, could be body, could be food, could be drink. It's kind of interesting, because attachment arises in different levels. Some of them are just looks attractive, some of them taste good. So when you see them, attractive object. So I don't want to be separate. I don't want to be separate from this. So then that's attachment. I don't want to be separate. No, I want this. I'm not just this more, much stronger. It's not just want. Don't want to be separate. So this don't want to be separate from those objects. Could be, like as I mentioned, could be wealth, could be body, could be food, could be drink, and so on and so forth, could be clothes. And the list goes longer in America. What do you think? This doesn't go too long in my hometown. First of all, the thing doesn't exist there. So here, this goes on and on and on and on. So mind that doesn't want to be separate from them, that's called attachment. For example, nimoshe rela dulushubada junglayos. Other disturbing thoughts such as pride, anger, all of that relatively easy to arise. For example, dust is not that easy. Not that difficult to get on stuff. Dust. You see the dust on your. Here it's like I'm not sure where it's coming from. Even the house in America, everything is very close, tight close. You still see dust. No idea. I have no idea at all. I thought about many times where it's coming from. So no idea. It's there, so I don't know where it's getting there, somewhere there's everywhere the dust. So dust is not that difficult to get. Similarly, other disturbing thoughts are not that difficult to get, means arise. But attachment is not like dust, it's hard to, arise. Rain is fabric, so it's so easy to get dust on the fabric, it's not that difficult, Likewise, other disturbing thoughts like that, easy to arise. Deshan is an attachment, you like Shinji Chavez. It's like getting a drop of oil on something, that's like attachment, It's not that easy compared to dust. Dechani Yula changes Chakbache Yula change Chakbas. Because you see something, wow, this is really good. No, this, oh, this is really, really good. Really good. No, sorry, no, this is not just good. Really, extremely good. You know, this only one is the millions. You know, really good. Then just like that, you know, just see whether it's like shape or color or whatever. Then you say, they tell you are changing. So, you are changing. Chakwa, so. So then, you know, then thinking start. First, you know, like this, then, you know, all like kind of like binds. Then it's like getting the oil on the fabric. In the beginning, it's just one drop, then slowly, it's just expand. So then it's hard to remove. Then it's difficult to get rid of. See? It won't just, in the beginning it's just one drop, but it won't stay like one drop. It can expand. So then like it really, really binds, you know, like that. So now you see, that's attachment. It's not just, okay, oh, this is very good. That's not attachment. It's just a thought. I don't want to be separate from this. That's not attachment. It's like, I really want this, you know. I don't want to separate. This is very strong. This is not just attachment. So it's not just, you know, this is simple. Difficult to arise. It's not like dust, it's like oil. Because once it arises, it's difficult to remove. Dust, you just dust them, it's gone. Then second day, it's probably there is more dust. But you have no idea where it's coming from. Coming from somewhere. But in this stage of fabric, but you know, here in America, you don't see dust on the fabric, but you see dust on the window side, on the table. Anyway, so much, so you know, deja shabe creates everything. So that's how we bind with the object. Bigger picture in samsara, that's how we are bind in samsara. Bigger picture. Smaller picture, that's how we are bind with certain object, you know, certain object. Deja shabe creates everything. So. That's how we become the prisoner of the samsara because of attachment. So the koala yin jung ji mi ju be tsawa yin de cha yin be so. That's why it's so difficult to generate renunciations, you know, from the samsara. So the koala yin jung mi ju be tsawa yin de cha yin be so. Koa chin ji tsawa yin. That's the main thing that bind us in the samsara. It's not you. It's attachment. See, it's not you. It's attachment. That's not you. You are going to get enlightened. It was only a matter of time. Attachment never get enlightened. Never get enlightened. See? Then that's the real enemy, is the attachment. It's not you, no. Not just saying that to make you happy. If you think you are attachment, then you know. If you think that you are inseparable with attachment, then there's no hope. That's the main thing that bind us in the samsara. So there are many meditations that are now he's listening now, many meditations that helps you to minimize this particular disturbing thought, what we call attachments. There's many meditations, and through that meditation you can gain certain concentrations based on that meditations. So then attachment has no place to arise. Once you develop that concentration, Then I'll say what Lama Tsongkhapa said in Lam Rim. Yeah, so then Lam Rim is very brief. So here are important things. Sivet Tawa Tajetu. Deja Tiji Kondo Danganja. Marita Tera Vita Tetu Ja. Sivet Tawa Tajetu. The six root cause of samsara. So as I just mentioned. So the attachment is one of the first one. So in, when you look at the wheel of life outside the center, the rooster symbolized that. Rooster symbolized attachment. Rooster symbolized that. Okay. In the center of the wheel, you see the snake peak, the rooster. The rooster symbolizes attachment. So now the anger. So meditation, you can read. You can read the meditations. You can read. So related to the anger, the attachment is better. You know, attachment also, because of attachment, people do create marriage. With anger, there's no marriage at all, no marriage at all. With anger, there's no marriage at all. That's most disturbing thought, the most disturbing thought. The anger is the most disturbing thought. Attachment, oh. It's good to understand, you know, so like the attachment is the one that bind us in the samsara. So now it's not just desire, it's much stronger. Attachment is much stronger than desire. It's not just desire. It's a very strong form of desire. Very strong form of desire. Superglue. Superglue. American term from attachment, superglue. When you put it here, you can't separate. When you try to separate, it's painful. No? So just like that. Super glue. So what do you think about that? I already said this, you know, last night we witnessed my class. So I think also have some discussion with Dr. Brown also too. So I read one of the, there's no collection of Kadama Master advice, put it together in one book. So you see there's like it helps me sometimes, you know, when I, not all the time, but sometimes when I recall that piece of mass information, it helps me. Minute we wake up early morning, you know, so whether that strong is there, whether that thought is very fresh or not fresh, it's there, like wanting to be happy, wanting to be happy. So, siddhi chindu dunga is, so one of the Kazama masters said, you know, wanting to be happy, that very mind is suffering. I just kind of like, first, you know, I just got kind of shocked, you know, like, siddhi chindu dunga, you know, wanting to, you know, there's no how you become happier, you know. That's very clear. There's no how somebody become happy. Everybody have that mind, you know. Nothing wrong. Every living being has that mind, wanting to be happy. That's not how you become happy. So that's very clear. That's very clear, you know. Siddhi chindyo dunga is, no? Siddhi chindyo dunga is. Lung la kuna tinji jungs. And here you say roll over. Oh, no pay attention. No pay attention. So that part needs to be translated in a better language. Lung la kur means, you know, if you just let it pass through, to pass with the wind, you have no idea where it blows. The wind blows everywhere. If you just let that thought with the wind, and wind will carry out that thought, whatever it carries out, like that. Rather than just holding on that. So think about that. When we go to vacation, you know, we have this very strong, you know, mindset, oh, I want to be happy. When you go to the strong head. So, we say, whatever. 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 So you say, you know, you say, whatever. That means, you know, ready to go with the flow. Ready to go with the flow, you know, whatever, you know. So, that clearly proves, so like 3 years ago, when I was visiting my aunt, I already told the stories. Yeah, I want to be happy. I want to, you know, enjoy. I don't get much time to spend time with my aunt. So I want to, you know, have good time. All of a sudden, this big fight took place. People were throwing plate on the ground, you know. There's like fight between mother and daughter. Or is this up? Is fight with fire. it is about the possessions. Mother owned big piece of land, trying to divide it between those daughters. Not happy, you know. One daughter not happy. One piece of land get going back and forth, and then somehow there's a piece of paper that has all the documents kind of got lost. Then mom kind of hinting through telling one stories. Everybody eating. I was not there, but I'm in a different room because they let me eat. They served me food in different rooms. the quiet room, nice room in the kitchen. So all of a sudden, you know, during the lunch time, you know, about to eat lunch, just finished the offering, the prayer offering, started lunch. All of a sudden, then you hear this noise. My aunt, the mother is very close friend with my aunt. So in the countryside of Nepal, it's not in Kathmandu, countryside of Nepal, that's where she has land, all the land. So now there are three daughters, then the husband, the son. So then they couldn't find the paper, so now they have to go to the office. They couldn't find the paper. Then, you know, probably they're within the sister, they say, okay, maybe she hired or he had all this. So mother all say something. Later on, I heard these stories hinting to one daughter with her son, hinting probably they hide it something. So they took it personally. Then they got very angry. While they're eating, they just throw the plate on the ground. Then one throw, then second throw. My poor aunt lost many plates. I'm the other side of the room. I got kind of like, my mind got kind of screwed up. So then it's like, start creating stories, you know. Why she have all this guests while I was here? I don't come very often. It goes on and on and on. I realized, you know, because I want to be happy. That's why. All the story, though. I'm not ready to go with the flow. I just am not able to let that wish go with the wind. It's exactly the Kadama Master suggests. Not able, I'm just holding on that, you know. Why it's happening, so so they want to stay, you know. So then they're going, then later on you find out they're going to be there 5 more days. So then all this, you know, like, the basically nobody comes to me personally to disturb my happiness. I'm just destroying my happiness. I was just thinking. So see, so like that. So any circumstance, whatever, like that. No, rather than, oh, this is my vacation. No, I don't get to come here very often. Why you are fighting here? Don't you understand that I'm Geshe? You are not supposed to fight in front of Geshe. You know all this going on. You have no idea what their karma is driving, what kind of karma is driving, you have no idea. and try this all about, you know, my vacation, my happiness. So if I listen, right from the beginning, I listen very carefully to the teachings of Kadambara Maharaj's advice, I'll be fine. But no, that's like, so the children don't know what the children are going to think is doing. So rather than, you know, having this, oh, I want to be happy, I want to be happy. If you just a little bit relax, a little bit relax, we have to relax. Everything's functioning based on karma. We have no clue. You are 100% clueless. Everything's functioning based on karma. You cannot change their karma. But you can change your mind, your way of thinking. So then the Kadambara Maharaj, the piece of Kadambara Maharaj's advice become critical. So the children don't want to know what they do. So then, other piece of advice, Kalde Dewa Kundanas, if you want all the happiness, Dewa Tamja Yungsapans, abandon all the desires. Kalde Dewa Kundan, if you want all the happiness, that's what Kadambara Maharaj said. Kalde Dewa Kundanas, Devatamji Yungsapans, abandon all the desires. Devatamji Yungbana Chodha Devatamji. If you abandon all the desires, you will get best of the best happiness. So now, need to be practical, you know, practical. There are certain desires you can give up, certain desires you cannot give up. Simply as a being in samsara. You know, there's like kind of tools that, you know, to survive. So see, so many desires, you know, the more there is a, how you say, the more the desire, the not stronger, the more, how you say, the greater the desire is, the more, the complicated it, how you say, yeah, the greater the desire, the more complicated it gets, no? More complicated it gets. See, day-to-day life experience, no? Day-to-day life experience. Yeah, so what we can do, we can minimize. So that's how we are losing our happiness. We are not born with unhappiness, no? Unhappiness has been generated, and happiness has to be generated. It's not just automatic, you know. So every day. So, as a, it doesn't require much to contribute to our disturbing thoughts, so easy to arise. No, so easy to arise, it doesn't require much. It's quite amazing, you know, every day, it's quite amazing, every day, when you look at your mind, you know, every day, so doesn't require much to disturb your mind, you know, it's the disturbing thoughts arise quite easily. So compared to that, the kid, little kid, I think they have probably less disturbing thought. Their disturbing thought only arises if they ask you, oh, I want to eat chocolate, you said no. Then their disturbing thought starts to arise, but so easy to eliminate. Just give piece of candy, finish. You know? Then, you know, we become so sophisticated, so knowledgeable, and all ideas so sophisticated, grounded in, you know, certain idea that you made it up, no flexibility, you know. So it's like, no, that advice makes it more and more difficult. So there's attachment anyway, so I'm not going to say much because then the time will be, you know, this is Lamin class. So second one is anger. Sinje, da sinje mayimba la mi niche. Kunye na semba. Sim sumu yute la namo ne vachepa de. daso yido mino atoana simshin tsuga namba chi is ho ten na che memba wa tar kondo de che bana geza jamba so che be chen chi so Shanti Deva, Shanti Shedanta be divamis, Shavata Vukatumis, Shedanta be divamis. There will be, there's no negative thought like anger. But there's no practice like patience. There's amount of practice, patience is very, very important one. A negative thought, that anger is the most destructive emotional thought or disturbing thought. The minute it arises, oh, then divamis. Oh, Kondosu. Kondo chenji tori, tori soto chi so. It's like the weapon, it's like weapons, that is like the weapon. Kondo chenji, that's one of the, I think, texts composed by Lama Tsongkhapa related to Tara practice, I think, Tara practice, related to Tara practice. Kondo is like weapons. Tori, that's like liberations. Soto chi, you know. It won't let you achieve to obtain liberations because it kind of like cuts the root of the liberations. Kondo, it's like a very powerful weapon. Shesung ba da kondo yuna nimo jina ne geza jumji tu cheshe taos. It disturbs every single one of your positive thoughts. It will destroy every single one of them, not just one, every one of them, every one of them. Not even one positive thought stand a chance when anger arises. Every single positive thought is going to be destroyed the minute anger arises. So here, the Lama Tsongkhapa said, sometimes people say, oh, like, they give, you know, they kind of call, I say, sometimes people think that anger is part of the person's qualities. You know, so this person is very straightforward, you know, right on the point, right on the point. That's what I mean. No matter whatever you call, it is all bad. You know, it's all bad. In the end, it's all bad. You know, there's nothing good about anger at all. This is a pain. Pain. That minds pain. Vashanti Deva says, remember, Shedan Sumu Sem Chanas. If you harbor this painful mind, you are in deep, big pain. You can't be happy. Because why? Because you are having severe pain. Severe pain. Anger, Sumu. It's not just pain, it's like strong pain. Strong pain. Shedan Sumu Sem Chanas. It's not here. The chapter number 6. Shedan Sumu Sem Chana Hini Shiva Nyam Minyons. If you harbor this painful mind, you will not experience the happy mind at all. Not able to sleep, Nimi Wanj Teme Nyons. Not able to do anything good. Shedan Sumu Sem Chana Hini Shiva Nyam Minyons. Nimi Wanj Teme Nyons. As I mentioned, it will, every single positive thought won't stand a chance when anger arises. It will destroy all of them. So this is a very painful mind. So the antidote is patient, you know, patient. Easy to say, but when it's come down to practical level, you know, it's not that easy to practice, but we never give up. If we are seeking happiness or liberations, we must practice patience. The most important practice is patience. Patience is the most important practice. But anger is the most destructive emotional thought. Patience is the most important piece of practice. So we should practice vocal. So vocal. So then, you know, just like detail how many positive thoughts will be destroyed when anger arises, and how many of them, and how, then there's no, there's very, very detailed information. Probably not that important to know. What's important is not to get angry. Don't get angry. That's more important. Rather than thinking about, oh, how many eons of positive thoughts will be destroyed, then overwhelmed by that. In the first place, not to get angry. So if you don't get angry, we don't need to go into detail. Don't get it. You know, so... Yeah, so many things doesn't go according to your plan, right? Especially when you have a little kid at home. So right now, I have, as I said, I have this two-year-old girl at home. Two-year-old girl, 24 hours. The father goes to work, other family's house. So I don't go anywhere. I stay home. So she was there. So then things doesn't go according to your plan at all. One or two of them, but the rest finish. So all screw up. What do you do? So now you have choice, or you can be miserable, or make the little one life miserable, or you go whatever. Whatever it is, no. It could be karma. Whatever it is, it's happening. It's not just imagine, it's happening. So now you have to deal with that, and how to deal with that. So you are very sophisticated. You have all this knowledge where things should go, what should do, how you, what you do. The little one has no brain, not very sophisticated. Just want to play. That's all. Just want to play. CC doesn't require much. So always, you know, learn something. You know? So not just that, no, every day, no, there's so many things that doesn't go the way we think. So we have to be flexible. We have to have deeper understanding of life, and not just your life, and life around you. Their karma, their mindset, their desire, their way of thinking, my way of thinking is different. It's different consciousness, totally functioning on different set of karma. You have no clue. How you going to change? How you going to change? You can try. You are welcome to try. Are you going to success? More likely, probably, you are not going to success. See, if somebody can change somebody, there will be no sentient being left in the samsara, because there are many, many enlightened beings. There will be no sentient being in the samsara. Let's know how it works. So anyway, the control, no? So something to, no? Just think, oh, anger is not something good. That's all we need to think. Or we need to think how many merit the anger will destroy, no? So the people are, I don't blame them, they kind of overwhelm. Or eons of marriage will be destroyed. 1 second of anger. Wow, that's too much. That's not fair. First place, not to get angry, you know, so that don't need to know the details. So. But they're trying to encourage you to look at the anger from all different angles. The anger is bad. It's negative. It's just negative. That's all. So nobody should get angry, you know. Everybody should try to practice patience. So. That's the message they're trying to say, you know. The other jumla you think each other you're like, yeah, so what goma so nimbu think is, so we call world, chintu kami chang chi, so. There will be detailed explanations when it, on the six perfections. There will be no patience. There will be detailed explanations. Getu la kondo mi cheba pesim. Pesim kone dumde cheba tavu sunge. Sebe oje. Ta getu la kondo mi cheba pesim kone dumde cheba tavu sunge. Oh yeah. So then third one, now there's a couple more minutes. Third one is pride. Ngaje, pride. Rani ji tom jo yinde rigri sherab. Tsirim tawa soda tana ke sawa tang. Shemo chewa tsinje ji yusane la mini sem kembas no. Using your own power, your own wealth, or your own qualities or educations, or, you know, certain case, not here in America, but in a certain part of the world, your race, or using that, you know, using your race, or like, not letting someone stepping into your door because simply they are lower caste system. Share up then your own, you know, like knowledge. Timtawa. So see. Tujhe Nabuwa, there's like a great yogi called Nabu was like kind of black yogi. Probably he looks like I'm dark skinned, but he's really well educated. No, he's so well educated. He's well educated. He's a scholar. You know, he's a scholar and he's well educated. So one day him and one of his students, I think one of his students is not like fully ordained, like a novice monk. He's not fully ordained. So they are about to cross the Ganga River. So then in front of the river, there's one old lady with leprosy. The old lady is kind of crying, you know, so please take me over the Ganga River. Across the Ganga River. Then Tujin Nagbu, you know, he's like well educated and very like great yogi. Then he said, thinking in his mind, so why you want to go? Look at your situation. Why you want to cross the Ganga River, you know? And he thinks something like that. The younger monk, even not fully ordained, he felt so compassionate looking at her conditions, you know, and some of her fingers cut on the ground because of that disease. And he decided to take her across the Ganga River, you know. But that great yogi, he decided not to take. So anyway, then the novice monk, he put it, not just take her over the cross the Ganga River, he put it all these pieces limb on the ground, he pulled or collected all of them, put into his like whatever that kind of things to put on fabric, put it there, and he carried the old lady on his back and he crossed. Then they both crossed. When they reached into the middle of the Ganga River, that old lady become Vajra Yogini, you know. Took that monks, Vajra Yogini, pure land. The great scholar yogi left behind. See, and he was heartbreaking, too late, finishing, you know, too late. The new monk went to Vajra Yogini, pure land. So that pride. Then one day they are doing group puja. Then there's one other person also kind of look kind of dark skin and came, okay, today I will do the Vajra Master performance. Then that yogi said, oh, no, that whatever master perform is only done by somebody who is very knowledgeable, like me. No, no. So then he said he didn't say anything. Then they did the group puja, and then he sit somewhere there, group puja. In the middle of the puja, that man transformed into Vajra, Heruka Vajra, disappeared. Then again, then his heart was broke, and he wrote this beautiful prayer. You know, he just said it there, so now you can see. He just, he's kind of crying, and then he's kind of heartbreaking, and he's kind of making this prayer. It's too late, no, so then, you can still read this prayer. So anyway, so that yogi, I think, they say that actually it is Phubonga Rinpoche. The yogi is Phubonga Rinpoche who wrote Islam Rim. Author of that, no, not different, that's the same. So, when you're practicing Dharma, no, particularly the Vajrayana teaching, there's a certain level, then you, when you reach, then you go to practice these deeds. You go to the wilderness. And he, I think, he really wants to go. And he go to his master and he asks, okay, I think I'm now ready to go. His master said, probably wait. And he's not quite happy that when his master said him to wait. So then one day he went, so that's why he's facing all these obstacles to reach enlightenment within this life, because of not listening to his master advice. Because that's like one-on-one advice, no, this is now highly realized being. So one day, so he went, okay, now I think I'm ready to go to practice those deeds. And she said, oh, okay, so, and outside their house, there's fruit tree, and he told him, okay, now you drop all this fruit from the tree, just look at, Padang Padme, you know, you just don't need to do anything, you just look at them, and you'll just drop them, all of them. And he asked them, okay, do that. Padang Padme, you just look at them, all the fruit will drop on the ground. The master is testing him whether he's now prepared, qualified to go or not. Then he asked, then he did that, all the fruit came down from the trees. So now he says, no, oh, put it back, just look, then put it back. Yes. Couldn't do. The master said, oh, not ready, you're not ready yet. Just wait. I'm not sure how many years you wait. So then, second time he came, then he said, I'm ready. The master said, okay, now, so if you have been to India, so that's like where the Buddha did like 6 years solid retreat meditations. There's some, there's not a stupa there, but actually there's across the river there. There's like big cemetery used to be, not now, you know, now just ruin. And then he said, okay, go there, transform yourself into a tiger and just swallow one corpse, go to the cemetery, corpse and come here. And he went there and just transformed into a tiger and swallowed one corpse and it came to him. Then he said, okay, now just throw it out. Throw it up and transform yourself back to the bhikkhu or maybe like monks and whatever. Couldn't do. He said, you're not ready. The last he did ask his teacher, he just went. He thought that his teacher not let him go. So finally, he just decided to go by himself. So that's why this obstacle, you know, even that close to, you know, to see Vajrayogini, that close, you know, to go to Vajrayogini, purely that close, he missed chance number of times. Just, you know, because finally, he just said, okay, I just go, you know, didn't ask my teachers. You know, then, so this all, you know, pride. So it's kind of like amazing, you know, the Thubten Nagpoa, that is Lama Phubonga Rinpoche, is, you know, the black yogi, you know. So, Dada Brown, you receive teaching from Sorumbuche? You receive? What kind of teaching? You receive?
Yeah, Heruka
Sadhana. Oh.
Sadhana agrees the Madhya
and the commentary. Oh. That's very good. That's very wonderful. Sorry, but one of the Gilug master, you know, he's one of the Gilug master from Ganden Monastery. So now his reincarnation is like 20 years old. But anyway, the great master. So now time is passed, so... out of six root, so we finish three. So we are free from three. how the dance practice is going? Good?
You
dance
around the
super. Oh, that's very good. I saw some video, that's good. So let's see now this like... after 1959, no, before somebody passed away, people do prayers. And then, I think, then not after 1959, before that probably, not able to do prayers, no, so then they will let you dance. Doesn't look special. But everything, all the world is prayer, you know, basically, they're praying. But people who are not letting them pray, don't see this prayer, just form of dance. So that, anyway, if there's some benefit, I'm happy to hear that, you know, people are happy. So, you know, that's good, you know. So, see, it's not good being in the samsara. First of all, that's not good, right? Then being miserable, that's even worse. What are you doing? You know? So best to liberate yourself from samsara. Not at least, you know, try to be happy. You know, think something positive. You know, enjoy. You know? So being in samsara, then being miserable, that's the worst. That's like double samsara. Not just double, many, many double samsara. You know, it's like that's no good. this is not the important spiritual part of the practice. But, you know, whatever ways the people make happy, you know, if they are happy, more like they'll do good things, you know. So that's very important to have happy mind, you know, whether it's from dance, movement, whatever. So Namgyel Norbu, that's the Kagyu master, he is well educated. So nowadays he's starting to teach dance in his center 3 hours a day. Can you imagine? And he only teaches 1 hour. So not mainly he doesn't have anything to teach, but he can teach. He can really teach. He's very educated. So last month when I was in Argentina, so he teach 1 hour. Then it's not mandatory. It's not mandatory. But if you participate 3 hours a day, then he comes and he looks. And he's an old man, old man. So maybe he got positive response. So good things is different than Western dance. No, it's all the songs is all about spiritual message. It's not just hip hop. It's not. There's Tibet, there's no hip hop. So this is all, you know, about spiritual, like, message. Even the Sixth Dalai Lama wrote all this in the song. People like to sing, you know? See, people like to sing. That's the reason why Dalai Lama wrote song, but the Sixth Dalai Lama wrote a song. And not just that, all this Tibetan opera dance started by Tongtong Jabo, is one of the great yogi. He started all this Tibetan opera dance. and the good things that I'm not only here. If I'm here just by myself, if I have interest in the dance, you are just out of luck. I don't know how to teach. I don't know how to dance. The Gisha Sangbo, Onda, Genova, they all know. Every Tibetan people from Eastern Tibet, they know dance quite well. I'll stop here. So now 10 more minutes passed. discussions after this? Oh yeah, thank you. Good night.